We always talk about this on air, about how our communities really do a lot and to promote businesses and to promote towns. But really, the single leader in events and what they do and the size of the events and the width and breadth of what they do is Kent, Connecticut. They just do an amazing amount of different events during the course of the year. They've got the Farmers Market, you've got the Arts Night, you've got the Sidewalk Festival, the Pumpkin Run, Halloween, you've got the Gingerbread Festivals, and what we're going to talk about today, which is the Holiday Champagne Stroll. And with us, it's nice to speak to Tim Good again. Tim, nice to speak to you again.
Thank you, Marshall. It's nice to be with you.
It's pretty amazing what goes on in Kent. And like I said, these events aren't minor events. All the events that I just talked about in this are really major, well-put-together events. And it's hard to believe that this is the fifth annual Holiday Champagne Stroll that's coming up.
It's amazing. I mean, 5 years we've been doing this now. And as you say, you know, we've got such a vibrant chamber these days, you know, that can handle and you know, are pretty competent these days in actually doing these kind of events. Yeah, 5 years, and it's growing every year. We're really happy to have these people come to town and share the town with us, and we invite them in. And it's a great event at a good time of the year as well, when everybody's, you know, kind of getting into the seasonal spirit.
All right, for you folks that are listening, the stroll this year will be held Friday and Saturday, November 24th and 25th. And in between 4 and 7 is when the champagne's available, 4 and 7.30, I should say. The shops will stay open, though, until 8 o'clock.
That's right.
So you can browse through the town. And what's even more impressive than this, you've got more than 30 shops that are involved in this.
We've got more. Yeah, we have. And you know, it's the stores, it's the restaurants. They all open their doors to this. I mean, actually, also, you know, to try and, you know, even out the flow of people, we've also got the you know, the two registration stations, one at each end of the town, and also, you know, as well as the townspeople, you know, the retailers, we also have the fire department and the town who actually, you know, are kind enough to put the lighting up. So we've got safe street crossings at both ends of the town, so it just makes it all much more safe to walk around and enjoy the evening.
And what I want to stress to people is it's the champagne holiday champagne stroll, but they also have hot ciders, non-alcoholic beverages, as well as the champagne.
Yeah, and it isn't just champagnes. We want to stress that. You know, we do provide champagne. Some of the stores do, but we're also doing, you know, it's a sparkling wine event, so it's Prosecco's and other, you know, other regions of the world that provide these you know, wonderful sparkling wines.
Once again, it runs on November 24th and 25th. That's a Friday and Saturday. The pour times are 4 to 7:30. But once again, the shops are there, and they're going to be open till 8. And you've got the town set into four different zones. And I guess one of the things that's cool about this is if you visit at least three businesses in each zone, you get the mat stamped, and you're entered into a drawing for some great bottles of champagne.
That's right. And this is something we started in the first year. It's been a success. Because obviously part of the program is to have people venture into all parts of the town and not just on, you know, just Main Street. We want people to go south, you know, to the Kent Art Association and north up into the Kent Green area and that. So we break it up into four zones, and as you say, you know, as long as they get a map stamped, they're entered into a drawing, and you know, with three lucky winners, so it's good.
When I think about what's nice on a night, once again, we're talking about the Kent Holiday Champagne Stroll coming up on Friday and Saturday, the 24th and 25th. What's nice about this is the way you've timed it out is people can do this, go to the stores late, but then you've got all the different restaurants that are around. People can actually make a day and night of it and go to a restaurant, have dinner before they head home.
They can, and that's why we actually, you know, we decided to bring it forward to 4 o'clock so that it gives people a little bit more, you know, even more time, and we, you know, actually go to 7:30, because what we were finding was people were going into the stores, they were enjoying themselves by having a sip of these sparkling wines, but you know, we wanted them to be able to enjoy the shopping experience as well. And then once that's over, like you say, you know, if people finish, we're finding that the restaurants are already getting bookings for that weekend, and even some of the hotels in the region are actually starting to get bookings for people who come back. You know, every year, some of these people have been coming back for every year for the last five. So it's it's becoming quite a tradition, I think, for some families. Immediately following the Thanksgiving.
Well, and if you're interested in more information, of course, you can get it at the Chamber of Commerce website, which is kentct.com, kentct.com, and they even have a link there for the holiday stroll and for everything else that goes on there. So now this is 5 years in on this, and you've been there. It really has. Kent has changed and evolved over those 5 years business-wise, but still it's just an incredibly great place to visit and an easy place, by the way, to park and walk.
It is. And now also, you know, for the first time this time around, we've got the Welcome Center now, which is a great addition to the town. And, with the bathrooms and the facilities. Every year we're improving our in being able to promote this. This year also, we're just in the throes of getting two large trees that are in town lit with Christmas lights, and we're going to continue to do that every year. So we can build a wonderful seasonal town as well as being able to offer these annual events.
All right. Well, once again, you can find out more information on Facebook, Kent CT Chamber of Commerce, and of course at the website that we've been talking about, but also at your own website, which is kentstroll.com. Tim, once again, keep up the great work. Happy holidays. Hope you have a great holiday season. And I hope to speak to you this time a lot earlier than a couple of years.
Yes, of course. No, thank you, Marshall. And I wish everybody a happy holiday, and I hope everybody gets into the holiday spirit this year, both here and the other towns in the region.